happy 40th birthday. Here's your first kid. Round 2, 3 years later, it's time to leave showbiz. Gets a divorce, now he's single again. Time to start.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. And thank you, Arnie Salen, for that. That's, I was going to say theme song. That's not my theme song. He does a theme song, and that was my Father's Day present from last year. I really love what he has done and created for me on my behalf. It's really sweet. It is time for some spiritual talk with Pastor Drew Sams, who's a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. He and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. In fact, I think they just moved into their own beautiful home. We'll hear about that, and they are the proud parents of Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I guess we'll have to update the intro. No longer Westlake Village after 7 years. Now we're in Newberry Park.
Ah, so how'd the move go?
Good. A lot of work. We moved, and that's a loose term. And anybody who's moved recently, you know that it takes a while to get settled, unpacked. And but the big stuff physically is there.
Other than getting the baby's room, your young boy's room, Judah Andrew's room together, what was the biggest priority for you, and then what was the biggest priority for Erica within the first, 48 hours? What was most important? I'm just curious.
So that's awesome. Well, biggest priority for me was the refrigerator. I thought, hey, I need something cold to drink after all this moving.
So you mean putting stuff in the refrigerator?
Well, moving the refrigerator, getting it connected, and yes, stocking it. I thought, that's got to be key. My wife, the chandelier over the dining room table. Don't tell me why. I still can't figure it out. But that was the thing.
Okay, that maybe allowed her to handle the stress to focus on one item. Maybe that was just her coping mechanism.
Yeah, perhaps.
You know,
I need to find what the other item is because she's still stressed. I'm still stressed. We're still moving.
It's one of the biggest stress things in life. They say that being a parent, money problems, job loss, and moving are the biggest stressors on relationships. And I find moving to be intensely stressful. For me, the thing that I need the most is I need to know I have the internet working in the house. That's like the thing that makes me nuts. And every single time I move, there always seems to be a problem in some fashion. And it just makes me crazy. And as soon as I'm in there, I don't care if there's a bed, I don't care if there's a refrigerator. I just want to know that my Wi-Fi and my landline and everything is working.
So you would have had a hard time in our move because yesterday, finally, I had our company come out and set it up. So 5 days after we moved in, did we get internet and our TV? And maybe that might have been the number two thing for my wife was getting TV set up, and so she was much happier last night.
All right. Well, let's move on to a quick health and welfare update on Judah Andrew. How is he doing?
Boy, you can imagine for anybody who's done a move, now add a 21-month-year-old to that mix.
Didn't you pass him off? I mean, the way to do it is you get someone to take care of your kids.
No, we did. And I've got full disclosure, my parents were wonderful. They they took care of him over 3 days, 2 nights, gave us time to pack, move in, start to unpack. It was phenomenal. But, once we're in now, he just loves tearing around the house and going from a little condo where he's bouncing off the walls. So now he's got some room to run. It's a lot of fun.
Is it a single-story house?
This is a two-story house.
Oh, so you do have some issues with stairs
we
and
do.
Stuff. Do you have those kitty gates and stuff up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, doing the whole thing. And
that's another priority. Did you kid-proof the house very quickly?
Yes, we did. And that really helped, having my parents watch him, because, kind of segueing into your column, though I only have a 21-month-old, I want to be able to have him you'd be free to move around the house and be independent for what's appropriate for a 21-month-year-old without me hovering over him. And everything from those gates to locking those bottom drawers in the kitchen, stuff like that. Mm. A lot of work, but I'm glad we did it.
It's funny how none of that stuff was around when I grew up, and yet I don't recall a lot of accidents. I still think it's great that we do have the baby proofing. So let's talk about independence and our kids. You used to be the minister in the teen area at the church. Now you are the minister to every area at the church. But you obviously had a lot of exposure to kids and how they're handling their independence and how their parents are either helping or frustrating that effort. So I'd love your thoughts, both anecdotally and if you have anything that you want to share biblically about this theme.
Sure. Boy, it was so clear over all those years working with high school students, 7 years at this church, at Calvary Community Church, I really saw that there was two different types of kids. You could you know, very clearly put them in those two groups. One were parents that they had would just do everything for them, every single thing. They really didn't have to do anything other than do whatever was right in front of them. They never really had to make choices for themselves, never had to learn how to manage money, didn't even have to learn how to, you know, do their own laundry. And so, for example, I remember going on a trip with a group of kids. We went all the way down to Brazil to help work with a group of kids. It was an English-speaking camp. And I remember in the middle of that two-week trip, we had to do our own laundry. And on that trip, about half the kids, I mean, it was like World War III just landed in their lives because they ran around in a panic. They had no idea how to do laundry. And the leaders and I looked at each other and we started talking and we realized that none of them ever have ever had to do their own laundry. And it was terrifying for them. And so they were very ill-equipped to be able to do that. And I saw many kids in that category where parents did everything. Once they got to college, they fell off the deep end.
Wait, can I stop you for a minute? You kind of lost me. What is laundry?
Yes. So you're in that group.
Yeah. I haven't figured that out. I mean, isn't that what a dry cleaner is?
There you go.
Okay. And what was the other category?
So that was
one category.
So that's one category. It's basically parents that do everything.
Right.
And the other category were parents that, you know, appropriately for how old and what their kids were ready for, began to give them opportunities for independence. Gave them opportunities to actually do things, you know, in a protective way. They're not saying, hey, here's the credit card. You can go off to Cancun for your eighth grade graduation. But this was, okay, you know what? We're going to open up a checking account, and we're going to teach you how to pay bills. We're going to teach you how to save up for maybe presents for your friends. We're going to teach you how to do this and that. And what a stark difference that was, especially as those kids grew up and graduated from high school and went off to whether it was the working force or community college or college across the U.S. Very, very different outcomes.
So what would you say was the percentage in each category approximately? Was it equal or was it a lot more the former versus the parents teaching the independence?
You know, sadly, I think the greater majority, and I'll just, you know, unscientific guess, I'd say about 70% of the kids that I knew, the parents did everything for them.
Mm-hmm.
And 30%.
I'm not surprised. And particularly, I think, in relatively affluent areas which we live in. So I think it's even worse when the parents have money, because then they can indulge more. And not that being poor is an advantage, but somewhere in the middle really does work best for, I think, helping our kids. You said on the break that you had something biblical. Since we only have a minute and a half left, I'd love to know what you have in that regard.
Yeah, you know, there's this little verse. It's in Colossians chapter 3, verse 21. It simply says, it's actually speaking to fathers. It says, fathers, don't provoke your children. And the word provoke there can be like irritated, embittered. It almost has this image of you're hovering over them and you're poking them and prodding them with a stick. So as fathers, do not provoke your children lest they become discouraged. And I've seen that so often where even dads are just so on top of their kids for everything that they don't give them some space.
That is really interesting. You know, I've done some Bible study over the years, and every now and then you'll spend an entire hour discussing one word, and that word provoke strikes me as one of the ones where you could do so many different analysis of how that, what was meant by that, the use of that word in that phrase. It's really, really wild.
Yeah, so, you can translate it so many different ways, and as you do so, it just becomes richer and richer. It's like the Inuit, or we refer to them as Eskimos, you know, how many words they have for snow.
Right, exactly. And how some cultures have no words for anything that we would think is very normal. We found that in Africa. There were certain tribes that didn't have words for things that we take for granted. So it's fascinating how that works.
No
All right,
Swahili word for push notification?
Say that again?
No Swahili word for push notification?
No. All right, we're out of time. Where can our listeners find you, Pastor
All
Drew?
Social networks at Surfer Drew.
All right, my friend. Congratulations on the move. And just remember, within a few weeks, you'll be all settled.
Great reminder. We need it.
Okay, my friend. Stay tuned, everyone, for Jennifer Weberman, Dr. Weberman, and some therapy, which I badly need after these messages. Thank you.